I was in Haiti in November last year to prepare the report that I'm going to present to the Human Rights Council in Geneva in March, on 20th of March. And I wanted to go to Haiti to update the information, because since December last year up to now, things might have changed in the country. So I decided not to stay in Port-au-Prince, but to look at the situation in other places in the country, speak with all stakeholders to get a sense of how the situation has evolved since my last mission, because I'm going to inform the ambassadors in Geneva and the council on the evolution of the situation in the country in terms of rule of law, access to rights, and so on.
So what did you find? Have things improved?
I would say that there is a will by the government to move ahead. The president has five top priorities in terms of rule of law, access to education, energy, employment, and environment. But things are moving very slowly. And the meetings I had with all stakeholders, not only in Port-au-Prince, but in every part of the country, showed that there is strong expectation from the population to see the promises happening in the country. So there is a need for the international community, for all stakeholders in the country, to push forward to make sure that things happen in the country.
I'm sure everyone is interested in whether the people who were affected by the earthquake have been able to resettle in more permanent housing.
I mean, since the earthquake, of course, things have moved. The international community has done a lot to improve the situation. The rubble have been evacuated from the street. You see rebuilding of ministries, official buildings, houses as well. But still, you have a lot of people who are still living in camps, in very difficult situation with no access to water, sanitation, access to food is very difficult. It's difficult for families as well to bring the children to schools. So the earthquake and then the hurricanes, Sandy and others, have put the country in a very difficult situation. So it's a big challenge, not only for the Haitian authorities, but also for the international community to move ahead and to bring to the country the stability that the country needs to make sure that people have at least an access to the basic rights.
But the Haitian people are resilient, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and especially women. We met with women's organizations, we met with women in the camps, and you see that they are resilient, and many things are around the women in the country. Education, food, sanitation. You see a lot of women selling fruits and products on the market in the street, trying to sell what they have to make sure that at least they have money to feed their children. The government has launched also big programs called Aba Gangou, which means against hunger in the country. Aba Gangou is the neck. Which is there to provide food to the population. There is another program by which they provide cash to women living with their children in a very difficult situation to make sure that women are empowered. But it could not last for a long period, so it needs to be moved on a political basis.